Good morning, welcome back everyone. I just want to give a tremendous yashar koyach to everyone where the storm hit many places and caused a lot of damage to many places, and Baruch Hashem, I think to most of us, didn't cause too much damage. And the Yetzer Hara can definitely tell us, okay, you know, we'll start up again slowly, but Baruch Hashem, we started up in full force, and tremendous yashar koyach to you to make sure they continue coming. We're holding here in Simen Tov Lamed, the Sichos Pesach, Simen Tov Lamed. That's Simen chapter 430. This is Tes Vav Cheshvan Toshinayin Gimel, October 31st, 2012. So we should be in the... We're in the new Chelek now, in the beginning of the Sefer. That's the new edition. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Shabbos lefnei haPesach koinu say Shabbos haGadol b'mnei haNeis shenaseh boy. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos haGadol. So much so, I saw brought down that when we say a good Shabbos, koinu say Shabbos haGadol. There's an opinion that says you should say a good Shabbos haGadol. That's an opinion brought down. B'mnei haNeis shenaseh boy, because of the great Neis. Now, what's the Neis? Says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, Sif Katan Aleph. What's this neis? The year that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim was Asara B'Nisan, the 10th of Nisan. Was B'Yom Shabbos, was in Shabbos. V'lachu kol echad miYisrael seh l'pischoi k'shorei b'karei hamita. And everyone was commanded to take a seh, a sheep, and tie it down to the karei hamita, to the bed frame. Kamashikosev, it says in the Pasuk, Besala Chaydish Azeh, on the 10th of this month, Vikulahem, Ish Seh Leveis Avay. So you should take for yourself the Seh and tie it down. Vahamitzim Rose Ushailum, Lomozelachem. The Mitzim had a question, right? We have a lot of questions. The Mitzim had a question this time. So what are you doing? So what was the response? Vahishivu B'nai Yisrael responded, Lishachdoi Lishem Pesach Mitzvah Hashem Aleinu. Oh, you see, we're going to take this sheep. Happens to be your God, we're going to take it, and we're going to shecht it, you know, slaughter it. What was the response of the Mitzrim? They were shineihem, their teeth were chaos, they were biting down their teeth. They couldn't respond, they couldn't do anything. This was the neis, how Hashem protected Klal Yisrael. We say by the Rosha in the Haggadah, hakeh eshinov. Hakeh is with a kuf, not with a chof. Hakeh does not mean to hit, it means to blunt. So here they're like chipping off their teeth, they're biting down so hard, they're shaving their teeth off. They can't say anything, they can't do anything. This was the neis. The Mitzvah could not respond, could not say anything. Since that was on the 10th of the month was Shabbos, Alkein Kavu Likroi Shabbos Shilafnei HaPesach Liyodlam Shabbos HaGadol, therefore, we call the day before that Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol. Now there are many other reasons why we call it Shabbos HaGadol. I'll just share with you a few of them, which are brought down in the Dear Shu edition. So I'll tell you outside, not going to read them all inside. One is that there's a medrash which Tosis brings down in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Maslav Oisai and Tosis tells us because the firstborns of the Mitzrim went over to Bnei Yisrael and they saw them tying down this sheep. And they said to him, what are you doing? What's going on here? So Bnei Yisrael responded back, well, we are going to shecht this carbon, this sheep, and it's going to then be Makas Bechairis, and the firstborns are going to die. Now, these are the firstborns listening to this. So what do? They went to their fathers, and they said, Dad, you love me? And the dad said, I love you so much. And they went to Paro, and Paro said, yes, you're my loyal, you know, whatever he said. And then the Bechoris, the firstborn said, well, Dad, if we don't let the Jews go, we're going to die. You love me, Dad? Yeah, I love you. So let the Jews go. Let's go to Paro, let's convince him. The fathers and Paro, they said, nothing doing. Jews are staying. Now this is by Makas, but this is already at the end already. Continues the Medrash. The Bechayrim, the firstborns, The firstborns, not Bechayis, Bechayrim. The firstborns, they fought and they killed their fathers. And we say this in the davening. Lemake Mitzrayim, look at the word now. Bivchayrayhem. With their firstborns. The firstborns were the Makim Mitzrayim, were the ones who were hitting the Mitzrim. They were fighting with their fathers. Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv. This is one of the Hoidus that we're thanking Hashem. So this is also part of the Neis HaGadol. Not many reasons. The famous one, which we all usually say as a joke, is because of Shabbos HaGadol. The rabbi gives a long drasha, so it's a bigger Shabbos. Right? We all say as a joke. The Shiboyli Halek, it brings this down. One of the Rishonim, he says, since it takes us longer to get home on this Shabbos, because of the drasha which isn't given in shul, it takes until after chatzos midday. This day is viewed as like a very long day, a bigger day than any other day. You know, we always say it like it's a joke, but mamash, the Shibayla Lekitz brings us down as one of the reasons as to why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. There are other reasons I'll just share with you. The Bach tells us because what happened was after we shecht the Korban Pesach down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to shecht the Sar, the angel of Mitzrayim, up in Shemayim. And they know that once they shecht it down here, then they're finished up in Shemayim. So a lot of these are the reasons as to why we call it Shabbos HaGadol. But there's a question to be asked, and with this question after this, we'll try to see a little further. The question is like this. We know every Neis and the Yontiv is set because of the date. The date. Why is it that we don't have Yud Nisan, which was the date when we left in Mitzrayim? Why is it the Shabbos beforehand? So, Alpidul Lavush and the Prisha, they explain that it was the Schus of Shmira Shabbos that protected us. And the fact that we guarded Shabbos properly, that was the merit that helped us leave it. We had this, have this nace. How so? Because the Mitzrayim knew that we kept Shabbos and Mitzrayim. Okay, so therefore what? They were wondering, why are we, and anybody who has a pet, I don't mean to offend anybody, why are we dealing with animals on Shabbos? We're not supposed to be mishtamshim b'al chayim. They're muksa. Animals are muksa. That's one question. That's the way they're concerned about. Like, what's going on there? Lama zelachem, what are you doing, B'nai Yisrael? The preacher says the Mitzrayim were also concerned, not concerned, but they were confused, rather. They were confused that we're not allowed to tie a knot. You hear how much they knew? They knew our halachas that we're not allowed to tie a knot. So how can we tie it down to the bed? But they didn't understand. They didn't pay attention well in class. A kesher shel kayama, a knot which is tied down to last. That's when we can't tie. Person takes, a garbage bag. We're not learning Hilchos Kshira now. But when you tie a garbage bag, so you don't want to make a knot in that bag. You want to tie it in a way, a bow, so it's not going to be a bag that's going to be lasting. A knot that's going to last. Here, when Kleisel tied down the sheep, they tied it down in a way which is not, no pun intended, N-O-T. It was not a kesh or shell kayama. So in the schus of Shabbos, that's why this nace took place. That's what the Levush and the preacher are bringing down. All the reasons as well are given from the Chassam Sofer. Let's see further now. So that comes to answers to why the day is not Yud Nisan, but specifically Shabbos before Pesach or Shabbos HaGadol. That was the question that we answered. Yes. Okay, let's go further. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Beis B'Mincha HaGadol. Let's first read the Ramah. We always like to do that. The Ramah tells us on top, there's a minug to start saying the Haggadah that some have. To start from Avadim Hayinu up until L'chaper al kol avin yaseinu, to atone for all of our averos, our sins. And we stop saying Baruch Hinafshi, which is said during the winter time. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis in the bottom. L'fisha Yisoh. Why do some have the meaning to start saying the Haggadah? Because, as we just mentioned, On that Shabbos was the beginning of the redemption. And there were miracles which took place. And now Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach. Then they'll start this this laying of the mincha of the Haggadah, the reading of the Haggadah the Shabbos before. Now, take a look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is on the left side. The Bir Halacha says, "Dibur Maslo Mincha Haggadah." He would not be knowing like this to say the Haggadah. So you think, what's wrong with saying the Haggadah? The Gross says, because there's a whole discussion when should a person start saying the Haggadah. And the Gross says that we should say the Haggadah on Pesach, night of Pesach. And this is what's brought down from the Maaser Rav, that the Gross would not say the Haggadah beforehand from Shabbos Haggadah. Even more so, it's brought down because Shem Shah also lech al matzim b'idyoim. Just like it's also the matzim from beforehand, he says that one should not be saying the Haggadah earlier. Now, the Yavetz, that was even the Yavetz. That was rather the Yavetz. The Yavetz is comparing, just like it's also eat the matzim beforehand, it's also we don't say the Haggadah beforehand. And an explanation behind this is because we know that when somebody has something new happens to the person, he's excited about it. We want to have the night of the Seder, this hischachus, this new feeling. And the concern is that on Shabbos Haggadah, a person already started the Haggadah, it took away a little of that excitement. That's what's being brought down over here. Okay, let's continue right away to Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, Zman B'digas HaChametz. Next simon, when is the time to check for the chametz? Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. B'tchilas lal yudal b'nisan, in the beginning, as soon as the night begins, we'll see what that means, beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, b'ayt kines chametz, we check for the chametz, l'or haner, with the light of a candle, b'chayin misdokin, in the cracks and crevices, b'chol mekoymes shederech l'achnis shem chametz, in all the places where a person brings chametz into that place. Says the Mishnah Ruah Sif Katan Aleph, B'tchilas Lel, the beginning of the night, Perish, when does this begin? Take if Acha Yitzis HaKoychavim, immediately after the stars come out. She'esh Adayin K'sas Me'or Hayoim, because there is still a little light from the day still. Roy Lahaschil Livdoik K'dei Shelo Yisrash Eloi Shelo Yishkach. It's appropriate to begin and check K'dei Shelo Yisrash Eloi Shelo Yishkach, so that you won't become lazy about it and you won't forget to do the bedika. So you start it right away. Sif Kodin Beis, Baitkin, we check. We also have to mevatel l'chametz. We have to nullify it. Really, from the letter of the law, from the Torah, be'echad mehen sagi. One of them is enough. Just checking or just being mevatel it. Because in a mevatel b'libo, mafkira, because no person, what does it mean to mevatel? You're nullifying it. You're saying this is not mine anymore. It's gone. It's not. It's ownerless. Shuv einu shaloi veinu oiver alof. What's the concern? We want to make sure the person will not violate bal yiro bal yimatzai, that he won't have it in his possession. He won't come to see it. So when he makes it ownerless, he'll take care of making sure he doesn't come to violate that those yisurim. Shuv einu shaloi, it's not his. Veinu oiver lof, he won't transgress. Even more so, when he searches to make sure the chometz is out of his house. Chazal said, no, it's not enough that you only do one. Only do the bedika, or only do the bitul, only do the checking, or only do the nullification process. Because our sages were concerned. Since the bittul, to nullify something, takes place in the person's mind. It could be a person will feel. He has a lot of chametz to be mafkir. It's valuable. So even though he's going to say the words, he doesn't really mean it. Even though in the verbally he said, I'm nullifying it and it's like the dust of the earth. Nonetheless, this is not what he really feels, and his thoughts and his mouth are not on the same page. And then he will transgress the iser of seeing the chametz that is his. Because he didn't take it out of his house, it's still his. Furthermore, since we the whole year round we have chametz, we eat chametz the whole year round. We're accustomed to it. There's a concern Chazal had that a person will come to eat the chametz. He's accustomed to the chametz the whole year round, so he'll come to have the chametz also on Pesach. Therefore, v'lachein, tiknu Chazal were misakin. That even though a person is mevatalit, he nullifies it, it's not enough. He has to check as well to make sure the chametz is out of his house, out of his possession. He also, besides for the checking, he also has to nullify it. Because he might not check well, v'yimso chametz v'pesach, he'll find chametz and pesach, and he'll transgress. Just to point out, we are obviously talking about a case, this has nothing to do with selling the chametz. This is before that whole discussion comes into play. Sif kotin gimel, how does a person check? La'or haner, with the light of a candle. Ibnei shet sorech livdoik b'choyim etzdokin. Because a person has to check into the cracks and crevices, so you want to make sure you can see well there. So use the light of a candle. The light of the day won't help for this. Since it's with the light of a candle, therefore Chazal said we will check at night. It's very interesting how scientifically Chazal are telling us that the light of a candle will give off more light at night than by day. Even in the dark place. And there's also a time people are found in their house. I'll share with you, my chavrusa told me last night. We just had 2 weeks ago, Parshas Noach. How did Noach know when it was day and when it was night? You can't open the window. You don't want to do that. There's a marble coming down. We just had the hurricane. You keep the windows closed. You didn't go outside to take a peek. The suns, the constellations weren't functioning properly. So he told me that he lit a candle. And when the candle gave off more light, he knew it was daytime. As opposed to when it was darker, the candle lit obviously, but when it didn't give off as much, that's exactly what we're being told over here in the Mishnah Berurah. I want to finish on the Sifkat and Dal and share with you some more points on this. Shederech lahachni, so you have to check all the places where you bring chametz into, lavdafka, not only those places. Even places where you don't bring chametz into. Even though you only might bring chametz there once in a blue moon, once in a while. If a person once in a while brings chametz, say to his garage or to his storage room, once in a while, he still has to check in those places as well. Before we conclude for today with the Mishnah Berurah Shiur, I just want to share with you the place can discuss in regards to using a flashlight. And there are those, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, who said you could use a flashlight. Now, l'chatchila, Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying you start with a candle, use a candle. And even so much so that the Orlet Zion, Rav Zion Abishol, says that if one uses a flashlight, he should not make a bracha. But there are those who say, Rav Zion Abishol is Sfardi, right? So there are those who say that you can use the flashlight in those places where the candle cannot get to. You don't want to check underneath your bed and bring the candle underneath there. So Rosh Hashanah is telling us we should keep the minog, what Chazal told us, you use with a candle. However, you can also use a flashlight. Interesting to point out, many poskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashav, Zechron Ravacha, many other poskim, I saw the Hadman Chayim L'Chayim L'Shevet Alevi, said that you could check totally fine with the lights on. So you could check, do the Bedikas Chametz, if you want to see this, it's in the Dirshu edition in Miluim in the back, with the lights on, the number 6. Someone was explaining to me that when you have a flashlight or a candle and you're zoning in and focusing, even when the lights are on, it helps you concentrate on those cracks and crevices, those points and places where you're looking at. Yashikoyach.